If this same lady had clearly low recurrence score, would you have used ovarian suppression? Premenopausal, obviously.
Right. I am giving it very, very careful thought and mostly leaning towards it, Neil, because of the updated data at ASCO on the soft trial. So on the soft trial, the three-way randomization, tamoxifen versus tamoxifen triptorelin versus exemestane triptorelin, even in the patients who did not receive chemotherapy, so that was the low-risk group. You know, these are premenopausal women who did not receive chemotherapy. In that analysis, there was statistically significant improvement in disease-free survival comparing tamoxifen alone to triptorelin plus exemestane. Statistically significant improvement in disease-free survival. It was a 4 percentage point difference. You know, it was like 91 to 95%. That's a lot. And so I am, unfortunately, even in the lower risk group, I don't think that tamoxifen is optimal for these patients. And these are patients who are low enough risk, premenopausal, that doctors weren't giving them chemotherapy. Now you're adding on the recurrence score on top of this. And patients are coming in with recurrence scores under 11, let's say. So the thing is that I worry that the younger the woman, she's under 40 in particular, I worry about tamoxifen. You know, you saw the data, Neil, from SOFT. In those under 35 with tamoxifen alone, they did horribly with tamoxifen alone. And that was an arbitrary cutoff on the age of under 35. Even under 40, these women have very, very strong ovaries. So I'm very worried about tamoxifen alone under 40. So I always use an LHRH agonist under 40. As the woman gets 45 and older, I get more and more and more comfortable with tamoxifen. Although sometimes, Neil, you know, they continue to menstruate and their estradiol levels go through the roof up to 1,200 and they're 48 years old and I start to worry. So I will tell you, Neil, that the ABCSG-12 trial just gave 3 years of LHRH agonist, it was gocerolin, plus either anastrozole or tamoxifen, just 3 years. And these women did very, very well. So even in the low recurrence score, node negative patient that I'm not going to give chemotherapy to, if she's premenopausal, I'm worried. Endocrine therapy is going to be the whole thing for her. And I talked to her about an LHRH agonist plus tamoxifen or exemestane for at least 3 years. If I give them tamoxifen, then I can continue tamoxifen alone, you know, for the remaining years of endocrine therapy. But I give very careful consideration to all patients with an LHRH agonist.
And how often do you use an LHRH agonist alone as opposed to with either tamoxifen or exemestane?
The only time I ever use it without tamoxifen or exemestane is when I'm using it with chemotherapy to protect ovaries. You know, for example, as per the POMS trial that was in ER-negative patients, you can protect their ovaries. You know, Neil, I'm more of a text trial person than a soft trial person because I actually agree with the Europeans that you want to get the LHRH agonist going as quickly as possible in these patients. I don't like waiting 6 months and giving chemotherapy or, you know, even 3 months and giving chemotherapy and not starting the most important therapy of all, particularly in a high-risk patient. So if somebody has a locally advanced ER-positive breast cancer or a node-positive breast cancer that I'm treating in the adjuvant setting, and she's very young. Now, if she's over 45 or 43, the chemotherapy will cause ovarian suppression or ablation. And so her estradiol levels will fall on the basis of the chemotherapy. But if she's under 40, the chemotherapy can either not be suppressive at all or take too long. So in the TEXT trial, patients started the triptorelin from day one along with their chemotherapy. Now, we had worries that that was going to actually make the chemotherapy not work, you know, that you're shutting down this proliferation and the chemo wouldn't work. That was not true at all. The TEXT trial, if you look at the outcome of the patients in the TEXT trial versus the soft trial, the TEXT trial patients had a better 5-year disease-free survival. And if you look at the patient characteristics, you know, percent node positive, node negative, et cetera, you know, how many nodes positive, the trials look pretty comparable in terms of their patient population. So it's cross-study comparisons, but there's not a hint that the TEXT trial patients were harmed by starting the LHRH agonist with chemotherapy. So for the very young, I'm not willing to wait. You know, these patients are often getting 5 to 6 months of chemotherapy before they go on to endocrine therapy, and they're very young, under 40. I'm not willing to wait that long. So I start the LHRH agonist along with chemotherapy in my practice. But otherwise, when I'm given LHRH agonist, it's always with tamoxifen or an AI.